Why the richest of the rich may be phoning their tax lawyers this week. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden is set to announce today his outline for the next federal budget for the next accounting year. If enacted, it would reduce the federal deficit and raise tax on the very rich. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer's in Washington. What do you know so far, Nancy?
Well, David, the budget, of course, won't be officially released until later this afternoon, but some details are trickling out. The White House says its budget would reduce deficits by more than $1 trillion over the next 10 years. The deficit is also falling because of economic growth, partly from increased federal spending earlier in the pandemic that stimulated the economy. More jobs were created, which means more people paying taxes.
Right. And there's also word of a new billionaire's tax designed to make the very rich pay at least some.
Yeah, there are reports the White House will propose a billionaire minimum income tax of at least 20% of their full income. And this would change the way their assets like stock are taxed. Right now, they're not taxed until they're sold. The White House proposal would tax the gains they've accumulated, whether they were sold or not.
We could do a three-day symposium on a federal budget, right, Nancy? But for starters, how much military spending?
Right. The president is expected to ask for around $800 billion in defense spending. And I say ask because this is just a spending blueprint from the White House. Congress makes the final decisions on the budget. The new budget is supposed to go into effect when the 2023 fiscal year starts on October 1st.
Nancy, thank you. At a time fuel is already expensive, are other inputs farmers use wrongfully high? The U.S. Department of Agriculture has launched an investigation into the seed, fertilizer, and farm supply markets. It's about what mergers may have done to competition. Here's Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
Russia and Ukraine are among the world's top wheat producers. With the war, the price of that commodity has skyrocketed. But that doesn't mean American farmers are cashing in, says wheat farmer Nicole Berg.
I have double, triple fertilizer costs or fuel costs. Then you got to just grow the crop.
Berg heads up the National Wheat Growers Association. She says between drought conditions and those rising business expenses,
I'm not sure the price of wheat is staying in pace with my yield, my input costs.
Part of what's driving up the price of farm supplies and equipment is market consolidation, says Philip Howard, who studies food systems at Michigan State University.
Whether you look at seeds, chemicals, farm machinery, just four firms control over 40% of the global market for all of those.
The USDA's inquiry stems from a broader order from the Biden administration to promote competition in the U.S. economy. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Checking stock markets, Dow futures are down 7 points. S&P futures are down 3 points, also just slightly. NASDAQ futures are down 0.2%. Now, what does it mean when 5-year interest rates are higher than 30-year rates? That's an inverted yield curve, to use market parlance, a consensus of market players that the Federal Reserve might stall out the economy, even as it eradicates inflation. The 5-year yield is up at 2.6%, but it's 2.59% for 30 years. With the death of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright last week at age 84, it's been fascinating reflecting on her life and career as Secretary of State starting in 1997. She was then the highest-ranking woman ever in U.S. government. Albright also broke barriers for women beyond government. From Marketplace's Workplace Culture Desk, here's Megan McCarty-Carino.
With her groundbreaking career, power pins, and memorable quips, Madeleine Albright was a role model for women's leadership to many in the workplace. And Alexis Krieg experienced it firsthand.
She really mentored just like multiple generations of women.
Krieg worked as Albright's communications director, traveling the world by her side from 2012 to 2017, years after she left government.
she was always the smartest person in the room, but she never made you feel bad about not being as smart as she was. I think like a lot of women do, would walk into a room and want to make people feel comfortable.
Albright famously coined the phrase,
"There's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other."
Uttered there at a rally for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Krieg says Albright lived those words at work and passed them on to a new generation.
She had women at the table, and she expected if you were at the table that you should speak up. She wanted to know your opinion. So I think about that when I'm in a meeting and there's a junior woman in the room.
That legacy inspired special education teacher Fran Bosich to coordinate with the Women's Employee Resource Group she leads at the Palm Beach County School District to show up to work in their best brooches the day after Albright's death.
Mine was a spray of pearls. You know, it's like very retro looking.
Albright was known for her extensive collection of costume jewelry pins, which she wore strategically to send an often undiplomatic message, a snail when frustrated with the slow pace of the Middle East peace process negotiations, or a giant insect when meeting with the Russians after it was revealed they'd bugged the State Department.
Women are definitely going to be looked at and criticized and praised for their clothing, and this is a way to take advantage of that.
Kimberly Chrisman Campbell is a fashion historian and author. She says Albright's use of statement jewelry fits into a long tradition of women leveraging such traditional trappings of femininity to subtly express their power.
She can't necessarily say what she thinks all the time, but she can say it in nonverbal ways.
Though Albright wasn't exactly known for mincing her words, women in spaces dominated by men are often held to very tight standards in how they present themselves, says Rita McGrath with the Women in Leadership program at Columbia Business School.
We don't really have a lot of codes for what powerful women look like.
Albright gave many women that model. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Crude oil is down more than 4%, $109 a barrel, in part because of COVID lockdowns in China. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.